Good morning, everybody. We have some things that we want to talk to you about this morning, so we're not going to go into the bulletin as we would normally do. Besides, I think I lost mine. But we're just going to discuss just a couple of things here, and I'm going to be fairly quick about it because I think that hang on a second here. I'm not trying to ignore you. I'm just doing it. There we go. There it is. And it was in there somewhere. I think that the one thing that we always have to be careful of is that we just kind of get in a mode or role of ignoring what's happening around us too. Now, certainly we are in the world, but we are not of the world. But since we are in the world, we always have to take consideration for the things that are happening in our environment, in our community, and the things in our lives. And so we decided that we wanted to take that moment this morning and to address some things here about some of the questions that you have. And now, unfortunately, we won't be able to stand here and take questions. So what we'll do is if you want to visit with any one of us after the service, then you're more than welcome to pose your questions. And if we can't get you an answer right away, then we will get you one as soon as we can. But I think for the most part, there's really not too much for us to plan as a church. And so that part was really kind of easy, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. But the first thing that I want to talk to you about, above all things right now, is not to panic. Just stay calm. Okay? Be at ease. You know, I understand it's a scary thing. And I understand that there's, you know, when this happens, that we're kind of removed, you know, from what is really happening. You know, so in other words, we're not there to watch somebody suffer the coronavirus. But, you know, but at the same time, though, we have somewhere we can turn. At the same time, we have someone that we can turn to help us to be calm and at peace. Now, I don't want that to erase anything that you think that you need to do to be safe. Okay, you do those things, whatever you think it is. Just do it calmly and do it in peace. And so there are two groups of people then in that topic that I want to address. There are those who are panicked, and there are those who are not panicked. In my notes, I wrote unpanicked, but I don't think that's a word. Maybe dispanicked. Or maybe it's calm. I don't know. Okay, I'm on a tangent. Okay, so for the panicked, I just want to say to you or whoever is listening, we're going to post this out online so that it'll get to the rest of the church. But if you're panicked about what's going on, in other words, your fear has control of you, what I want to ask you to do is to pray. I'm going to ask you to be calm and to not accept information that you don't have from a valid source. If you are looking to have answers or that fear is overwhelming you, I'm going to say to you what Winston Churchill said to his people during the bombings of his nation. We have nothing but fear itself to fear. Now, for those of you who are not panicked, I'm going to say to you, leave the panicked people alone. There is nothing that causes more trouble than for us to try to get them to listen to us when they're panicked. They're not listening. They have picked up information or something has caused them to have an irrational fear. There's nothing wrong with rational fear, but they have an irrational fear. Yelling at them or proving them wrong or slapping them on the face, by the way, does not work. It's never been effective. What is effective, if you still want to deal with those who are panicked, is just to stay calm yourself. When you have two screaming memes in the room, all you get are screaming memes. So you stay calm. You be the image of that calm to help those who are panicked. And let me tell you something. Even though fear can sometimes be irrational, we must respect it because they're afraid. Okay, so remember that when you address them. Now, there's been some instructions that have been put out by New York State and the federal government. And I just want you to know that here now, as part of the leadership of your church, we will submit to the government. We will submit to their rules and to the requirements that they've placed upon us. And having said that then, and after I've gone out and looked at the requirements that they placed on us, I went directly to them. I didn't ask anybody else. I went to them. And what we're told is that, and as of this morning, the rule is that if we're over 500 people in attendance, then we are banned. There are no more meetings over 500 people. If there are less than 500, then we are required to be to limit ourselves to 50% of the capacity of our building. Our building holds 250. Our sanctuary holds 250 people. I'm here as you see it today. So that means then that we can hold 125. I got to tell you, we haven't been at 125 since I've been here. So right now we're in compliance. So we are going to continue to have church service. Now that's not to put you in a position where you feel like you have to be here. If you feel like you need to be at home to be safe, then be at home, be safe. And you will be in our prayers while we're at worship service. Now, lest something change, that is our intention right now. So we are cleared by their regulation, by their safety standards, to gather together as Faith Bible Church. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is the preventive measures. Now, in our preventive measures, I'm using a lot of these right out of the CDC. And the preventive measures that we're going to be looking at then, and this is the one that strikes Laura Lee and I the closest to home. No more hugging. Okay? I know you love each other. I know you want to touch each other. I do too. But we're not going to do that anymore until we know what's going on. Okay? Until we hear something else. There's going to be no more touching. Okay? I tried to shake Mike Zilker's hand this morning, and he said, "Get away from me, cootie." I don't think that's very nice. I think there are nicer ways to handle that. But I understand the sentiment. Okay? So forgive each other ahead of time, but know that we have to be very careful. If you decide to shake somebody's hand and they shake your hand, you're at your own risk. Okay? We're not going to have police out there looking to police you to make sure you're not shaking hands and that you're not hugging. We're just asking you. And, you know, we all know some of these things because we've been through many flu and cold seasons. We've been through many disease times, if you will. Wash your hands. Okay? Wash your hands. We would prefer you take a shower, too. But for now, washing your hands is what we're going to give you. Okay, and so if you do have contact with each other somehow or shake hands, make sure that you're washing your hands. Now, what we would like in our preventive measures, if for somehow or other, and there are no reported cases, as far as I saw this morning, there are no reported cases in Allegheny County, or even actually the surrounding counties. But if you test positive for the virus, we would ask that you please contact me or one of the elders up here, or if you let us know that you have been. We will keep the anonymity. We will protect your privacy and be confidential with your name and identity, that sort of thing. But we do need to know so that we can take positive actions according to the CDC. In other words, sanitation, things like that, and to make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on. So please report to us if you have a positive test result, or if you've been tested positive for that, or if you're living with somebody who has been tested positively, you know, then please let us know so we can do something about it here in the church. And then the other thing is, if you have questions about what we're doing here, please contact one of us. If you have questions about what's going on with the coronavirus and you're not sure where to go, please contact one of us. We will try to get you in direct contact with the information that's coming directly from the government or directly from the CDC itself. All right, so we want you to have accurate information. So if you have questions, please have the confidence in to contact us, and we'll help you. And I am going to caution you against our best friend, Facebook. Okay? Because, I mean, they've already had the issues of having false reports out there, false articles. Now we're into this. You know, I can only imagine that is tripled. For some reason, there's some people out there who are very sick, I believe, who like to stir things up in there, and so they create false news reports. So if you're not sure, don't act on it. But certainly then check with someone who might know where to find the actual source of information from. Our sanitation procedures that we'll take care of if someone becomes tested positive in the church, we will follow the CDC guidelines. We will do what the CDC has indicated, and quite frankly, it's nothing more complicated than what we've done in the past during the flu season and using certain cleaners and things like that to clean up after ourselves and to make sure that everything is well with the facilities. Okay, so then the last thing that I have for you is that you are believers of Jesus Christ. We have been assured and secured in our eternal life. Jesus died so that we would no longer fear death, so that we could see that we would always have hope. I know that a lot of this panic is being caused because we hear about people dying. And so it causes us to panic. It causes us to go out and buy large amounts of water and large amounts of toilet paper. I don't get the connection. But you know, hey, I live here like you. I don't know why if you're afraid of dying, you would buy lots of toilet paper. But I'm not going to. So, but loved ones, don't fear death. Yeah, I get it. You don't want to be sick. I don't want to be sick. But we have to remember that our lives and our deaths are in the hands of the one who created us. We must remain confident because people will look to us and they will ask us, what is the reason for your hope? And we say, because we don't fear death. Sometimes life gets crazy, but we don't fear death. Joshua 1:9, if I can find it here, Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. If someone says to you that if your God, you believe in your God and your God is real, that then you won't get sick and you won't die. That's a lie. That's a lie. God has never promised us that he would protect us from the things of the world. What he has promised us is that he will walk with us through anything that we face. No matter how small or how big, our God will walk with us. And our God has promised us that he has overcome the world. He has promised us that if you stand with me, who can stand against us? No one can have your hope. No one can have control of your God. There are no cures right now for this virus. I'm praying that there will be soon. But up until then, you remain in the hands of the God who will be with you through it all. Whether you have it or you don't have it, God will walk with you. And you have nothing to fear, even in the shadow of the valley of death. Loved ones, listen to God and not your world. Listen to the one who gave you life. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for being with us here and now. I want to thank you, Lord, that you brought us together in this worship, that we could praise your name and celebrate for you. We know that even today, Father, that many of your loved ones are unable to gather together in person, and that they could lift up their voices, that they could listen to your word and worship you together. But we know, Lord, that you will get them and us through this time. We know that, Father, that you have brought us to this worship to remind us of that, to not be afraid. And so I just ask then, Lord, that as we leave this place today, that you help us to make our decisions with clarity of thought. Help us to make our decisions based on the real things of our lives, and certainly then, Father, on the reality of you in our life. Help us, Father, that that as we lift up your name today and praise you and worship you, that we are able to set aside all of our cares today, all of our troubles, that we can focus on you, our God, our Savior. And for this, Lord, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.